With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It's Wednesday, August 19th, and Mark and I are here to answer your financial questions. So if there's something on your mind, if it's anything remotely having to do with a dollar sign, maybe it's even a career question, we're happy to give it a whirl. If we don't know the answer, we do tend to find a bunch of experts who can help us out. But hey, we're both CFPs, so between the two of us, we have, you know, maybe one whole brain. Might even be a brain and a half. Could be. I'm just kidding. Anyway, the email address, askjill at jillonmoney.com. And you can always go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter there. Mark works very hard on that. We want more people to enjoy it. Lindsay writes, love the podcast. While I love the informational interviews you do, I've always loved the real life questions you address. So the daily Q&A has been appreciated. I'm wondering if you have thoughts on HSA investing. I understand they're only available for high deductible insurance policies, and I've been able to max yearly contributions. I've got over $10,000 in the account. Other than my 401k, I don't have investments. I'm a low risk taker. It seemed like an easy way to try and make money work a bit more and get further in the investment world. Thoughts? Give it a go. Steer clear. Thanks and stay well, Lindsay. Well, Lindsay, I love the HSA account. It's fantastic. I think that it's fine to invest a portion of it, but of course, you don't want to be too crazy when it comes to HSAs because you might need to tap it. And you didn't mention how old you are, but, you know, obviously as you see expenses, you said that, you know, you had a kid. So, you know, I don't know if you're going to have another kid, but if you know you're going to have big healthcare expenses, what I would try to do is keep a portion of that really safe. And then, you know, for a small portion, yeah, why not? I think that makes sense. Absolutely. Paul writes, I sold shares from a non-retirement account, a Vanguard Target 2025 fund, and purchased shares in Vanguard's Total Bond Market Fund. I've held both accounts for several years, and I want to know how the tax due from selling the shares is calculated. Let me just give you the numbers here, gang. I sold about $115,000 worth of the shares. Is there a way for me to determine how much tax I would owe, or do I need to wait until Vanguard sends me the forms next year? Well, the way you figure it out is that you can see, usually on the Vanguard website, they'll tell you what your tax base, your cost basis is. So all you're going to do is you're going to say, if you sold them at $17 a share, look at what your cost basis is. The question is whether you've reinvested, because that'll make it a little bit different. But, you know, you should be able to get this information from Vanguard directly. I would always go by their numbers, but you can ballpark it. That should be easy for you to do. Okay, Kevin writes, I'm a big fan of the podcast. I play it every morning when I make breakfast. It's been a guiding light not to freak out during times like these about money. I'm one of the lucky people to still be working. My job security is good. No debt. I'm maxing out my Roth 401k at work. I've got 3 months of expenses saved. I'm going for six. I rent. I make about $52,000 a year. I just opened an investment account with Wealthfront. For those who are listening, by the way, Wealthfront is a robo-advisor. Okay. I put in $500 to open it. My question is, how frequently and how much money should I be putting into the account? I was thinking about $100 a month while still contributing to my savings. Not sure if investing monthly is too frequently or if I should do it quarterly. I love the podcast and your book. That's so nice. Thank you. Looking to buy my younger siblings a copy to get them to start thinking about how to manage their money. Thank you. Okay, so I would wait until I had my 6 months of emergency reserve saved. As soon as you do, then I would invest monthly. And I would take whatever money was going into your emergency reserve account and shift it over to the Wealthfront account. And yeah, just make it automatic. And I think you'll be happy you did that because it's so much easier when you put this stuff on autopilot. So good luck, Kevin. And thank you very much for writing. And thanks for buying the book for your sibs. That's awesome. Alan writes, I love your podcast and your book. Hey, everyone, I love this. This is like a book commercial. If you want to buy my book, just go to the website, jillonmoney.com. The book is called The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money, 13 Ways to Right Your Financial Wrongs. Okay, let's get back to Alan. He's 60 years old and his wife is 56. They make $275,000 in the healthcare industry prior to the COVID crisis. We've got $1 million in retirement. It's 60-40. I have $630,000 with an advisor who charges 1.3%. He has advised me to go to a 70-30. He picked my portfolio. He hasn't done much for me in 3 years. When the market was rolling at the highs, I said I'd like to go to 60-40. Response was, this is money for 30 years. I'm conservative. My gut feeling is I should be less risky at age 60 and getting more for my 1.3%. Think I should take that 630 grand back into my 401k and make another IRA, or should I roll everything into a financial group that charges comparable to 1.3% and does taxes, estate planning, and overall planning for the same amount locally? I think I know. So here's the thing. I don't know how much advice you want in terms of the other stuff, right? The estate planning, the overall planning. I think that if you've got $1 million in retirement, you probably could get something like a 1% advisor. The other thing you could do is you could try to work with one of these hybrid advisors and maybe go to, say, Vanguard or Schwab, Vanguard Personal Service Advisor, Schwab Intelligent Portfolio, and you will be able to find out a risk assessment that makes sense for you. I'm with you. I like 60-40. I'm not into 70-30, and I don't think it's unnecessary. I would get another opinion, I think, and I think it would be, it depends really how much planning we really need to do for you. It sounds like you're in pretty darn good shape and you've saved a lot of money, but I think you're right. It's time to get out of an advice-giving scheme where you feel like someone really hasn't done much for you in 3 years. Well, that's it for today. You've gotten over your hump day broadcast, but you have a whole day ahead of you. So good luck with that. If you need financial advice, if you need a second set of eyes, a third set of eyes, Mark and I are happy to help you out. Just send us an email. It's askjill@jillonmoney.com. Askjill@jillonmoney.com. You can always go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and there you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Now remember to keep washing those hands and wearing those masks and maintaining that physical distancing. Do something nice for somebody today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.